Of a siege. We've broken it.
Very good because I am in Gaza water.
Approaching to the port of Gaza, starting seeing the people there, the buildings, the everything, in a sort of a feast. A feast that was imprinted in the eyes. It was unbelievable what we saw there.
I can tell you that this is the first time in history that a foreign ship come from overseas land in Gaza port without being searched or inspected by the Israeli authorities.
This is the strangest thing that Israeli allowed you to visit us. Everybody came to Gaza and visit us and show exactly what is happening in Gaza.
It is the sheer simple joy that people have, in spite of horrible conditions, that the children could still laugh, that they fought over the balloons. It's an indication of the human spirit. Certainly in the last 4 weeks, there were huge frustrations about where were the boats, what was happening to the boats, trying to put 44 people together, all of who had a different point of view. But the thing is, we all had the same goal. So even though people argued, we all knew what that goal was. I never for a second thought that we wouldn't leave. I wasn't sure we were going to get in, but I did think we were going to leave.
It was just an exciting thing to sail into the Gaza port, and it's still my goal. We broke the siege for one day. I want to end it.
This trip to everybody, very the Palestinian, very happy, very delighted, having a lot of mercy and sympathy and solidarity that they were expecting to see for a long, long time. I hope also this will encourage some Arabs, some Muslims to take the risk and also to challenge the Israeli authority and to cross to Gaza.
And today we showed Israel just how weak it really is, because we have come here armed with nothing but love for our Palestinian friends, our Palestinian brothers and sisters.
Your step is maybe the first one, the right step in the right direction, and it will open the door for many challenge to the Israeli, and we consider it this is the beginning to lift the sanction and the ending the under siege of Gaza.
The Free Gaza movement, a ragtag bunch of human rights activists, took on the might of the Israeli military and outwitted them. They fought a battle for world public opinion, and it was the Israelis who blinked first. The protesters were prepared for all eventualities. The threat they faced was real, but they were determined to show the world that the abuse of the Palestinian people is one of the most heinous crimes of our times.
Well, actually what you did was a very difficult and very great job at the same time. Even before the Intifada, when there was the port functioning, You could not do this without getting permits and going to the Israeli port. So this is very, very important.
Their courage was minuscule compared to that of the Palestinians, who suffer daily at the hands of an illegal state supported and funded by the West.
You have an entire people who are being collectively punished because of a political disagreement between their leadership and other countries, in this case Israel and the United States. And this is against international law. It's against basic human decency. It's a violation of our religious principles. Whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or what have you, you cannot collectively punish people for a political disagreement you have with their leadership.
This project, I hope, says not only to the Arab world but to the entire world that anybody can do this. All you have to do is to have an idea, and ordinary citizens can make something incredible happen.
يعني احنا بنعبر عن تقديرنا العالي لوجودك في غزة ضمن حركة غزة الحرة ووصولكم الى قطاع غزة هذا بيعتبر كسر حقيقي للحصار البحري وتأكيد بانه الشعب الفلسطيني ليس وحيد في مواجهة الحصار والاحتلال ولذلك الشعب الفلسطيني استقبل هذه الرحلة بكثير من السعادة وبكثير من الارتياح وباعتقادي أن هذه ستشكل علامة فارقة في تاريخ الشعب الفلسطيني وأيضا نحو كسر الحصار وإنهائه بشكل تام ولكن ما زلنا نأمل باستمرار هذه الخطوات بحيث ألا تكون هذه الرحلة وحيدة
سنمنع كامل أعضاء الرحلة جواز السفر الفلسطيني.
We are going to offer everyone who participated in this way the Palestinian passport and the Palestinian nationality.
Fact is still a fact. There's still, you know, the siege around Gaza still exists. Yeah. There's nothing else they can do. It hasn't put food on their table, but mentally, people here are very appreciative.
Some of the activists stayed in Gaza to serve as human shields against Israeli incursions. 2 months later, Israel broke the military truce with Hamas and continued to slaughter over 1,000 Gazans and injuring many more. The world's power elite once again stood by and watched the carnage, uttering empty words of mild criticism.
You know, we're all human beings. We should be able to live together and accept each other's, whether religion, background, culture, or anything. And yes, definitely, it is frustrating.
I feel sad because in the hospitals there is no medicine. And my grandmother died because there is no medicine. To have medicine to be in the land, but now she died.
And why do you think there is no medicine? Who is stopping for you? Who is stopping the medicine?
The medicine that the ones that don't like Gaza, they are not like Israel. They don't like Gaza, so they don't want us to have medicine, and they want us to die.
And what about the Americans?
No, not all of the Americans are bad. Some of them are not good. Yeah. Like these who came in the boat after yesterday, they came to help us.
The common man around the world is enraged by the injustice meted out by the Israeli military machine. And maybe it will be the common man through his personal conviction and courage who will find a just solution. If good people lead, then the leaders will become irrelevant.
Carter tried to visit here and he's an ex-president or a past president, but he didn't do anything when he was president. So.
Palestine! 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 Palestine!